everyone, and welcome to the SoCal Summer Swing Out podcast. The music you are currently listening to is called Dances in the Night by Papa D, a fellow swing dancer, musician, artist, and friend. You can find all links for streaming, socials, and videos down below. Make sure to go and support him. Now let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SoCal Summer Swing Out podcast. I am your host, Andre, and I have a very special, wonderful, kind guest today. I have my friend, Stephanie Paloma. Hi, friend.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
Of course, bro. Like, I'm really glad that you're doing this because I after our chats, I've been wanting to interview you for a minute. I'll say that now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't going to happen for, like, a while. I was like, maybe, but, like way later on down the line. And so when you asked me, I was like, oh, my God.
Now, for to give everyone context, so when Stephanie and I messaged, we included this mechanism where we do /N because we write so much. It's like, but it's worth looking forward to, you know? I like looking forward to after we ask these deep questions, you know what I mean?
We're going to write a book.
Legit. We'll write a book about all our experiences because this podcast, this podcast, I think, is going to be really helpful for a lot of people because I think they can all relate to your story. You feel me?
I hope so.
Oh, no, they will. That being said, for any of the listeners listening, Steph, why don't you just give us a quick overview of who you are and a tiny bit of your dance journey?
Yeah, so my name is Stephanie, and I'm from Las Vegas. I've been dancing since March of 2017, so it's been almost 7 years now. But yeah, that was so crazy how that started, because it was all like a, it was actually like a New Year's resolution initially.
Oh.
So that year I was like, oh, I want to learn something new. I didn't know quite what it was going to be. But I spent my whole life, like my entire life, not knowing how to dance, hating the idea of dancing. Like if you took me to like a wedding or a birthday party or something, anything, any sort of gathering where there's dancing happening, I was always the one with my butt like super glued to the chair. And you know, when like everyone's trying to like drag you on the dance floor, and I was just like, no. that was me for like my entire life. And then my friend Alyssa, who's another fellow dancer, she's super awesome. She had posted that this ballroom studio that she was going to was doing a Groupon, which it was actually like a really good deal. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like X amount of dollars for like a whole month of dance classes. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm finally gonna learn how to dance. So that was that. And then they had swing dancing classes, and I was like, oh, I want to learn how to swing dance, because it was just like the coolest. I think in the recent past at the time I had seen videos of it on YouTube, and I was like, oh, swing dancing looked so much fun, like it was just freaking amazing. And I was just so mesmerized by it. I was like, that would be so cool to learn. So then I went to the ballroom studio, and I think I was taking classes there for like a couple weeks until Alyssa, she was like, oh, so how do you like the classes so far? And I was like, oh, it's been super cool, you know? And she was like, you know where you should go is this place called Boomers. It's this dive bar. It doesn't exist anymore. It's sad.
No.
Anyway, she was like, oh, it's Friday nights. It's free, you know, show up, whatever. Or sorry, going there was free, but like going to the classes was like $10 or something. So
yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll check it out. At this point, I was so open to whatever. So I went there, and you go inside, and it was like this super dark, just really like divey bar, like, and then in the back or to the side, there was like these big double doors, and you open these double doors, and the vibe, oh my God, I swear it was like a time machine. You were going straight into the past, and like everyone's swing dancing and playing the vintage music, and they had these cool couches that were like, they're like this black and white checkered pattern. It was so cool. It was like this tiny room, and I was just, oh my gosh, like eyes glowing or something. I was like, this is crazy, this is so cool. And so I was going to classes like nonstop there at Boomers. I stopped going to the ballroom place after that. I was like, oh, this is where I want to be. So that's how I found the swing dance Vegas community. And yeah, that's how that all started. So that was like 2017. And I was immediately hooked. Like, it was so much fun. So yeah, that's how I got started.
So you started dancing in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Like legit?
Oh yeah, so legit. So yeah, I stopped going to the ballroom place. And I started going to Boomer. So then I was taking the beginner classes there. It was like every Friday. And it was like a series thing. So you did like, I think actually my whole first month there was Charleston. And then the next month was like Lindy. And then, yeah. But yeah, I was going there religiously for like, yeah, I think like months and months and months, because even though I was like super busy with school and work, I was like, I have to dance. Like, this is just the most fun thing ever. And you get to meet new people, and it was really cool. Even though I was like super shy, it was just, which was like super nerve wracking, trying to meet people when you're usually just used to like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But oh, that was amazing. That was so fun. So it's like, I can officially say that swing dancing has just like changed my life forever.
I mean, it truly does sound like that. I mean, when even just hearing you talk about it, I can hear your joy for it, and I can hear like how happy you are that you found it, you know?
Yeah, it's really, yeah, just super life-changing.
Like, so tell me more about that, because from our conversations, I know that you had mentioned you were very shy back in the day, and I feel like a lot of myself included, and I think some Vegas people, they might be surprised, because when you're with us, you're in your element, and it'd be hard to believe that you're shy. But you said that you used to be shy, and then swing dancing kind of brought you out of that bubble. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened. I mean, I am still kind of like shy now, but yeah, I mean, now that I know a lot more people in the swing dancing community here, I am able to like come out of my shell. Yeah, initially, it was really hard to like dance with people and meet people and stuff. So I mean, especially because you're a beginner, right? So like, no one knows you. You know how to dance, so you just kind of sit there, like waiting for a dance or something. But Alyssa was so nice. She was like, "Oh, this is so and so, and oh, you should dance with them. Oh, this is my friend." Blah blah blah. So she was like introducing me to people. So that made me feel like a little better. But yeah, like as time has went on, I've gradually became more comfortable like meeting other people and stuff, and especially like traveling too. You meet so many people when you're traveling. And I think it's super cool that you get to just like see the same friends as your even though you're like going all over the country to different events and stuff. So it's really cool to have like friends everywhere, as I used to just kind of not really have like a ton of friends, but now there's this whole just like community of people. And so even though I'm like naturally like introverted and stuff, it I don't know, it's nice just having that community and that comfort.
I hear you there. I hear you there. And so from my experience, a lot of swing dancers tend to be introverts, right? And like, talk to me through what emotions you felt, or what it was like just entering the scene, and like, what are the ways that Alyssa made you feel? Because she said that she introduced you to a lot of people. What are the ways that some things that people have done to make you feel more welcome, make you really like feel part of the community?
Yeah, so like I said, Alyssa was like introducing me to people in the scene, and they're like, "Oh, I should dance with Stephanie. She's my friend. She's new," which was just like at the time, like I was freaking out. I was like, "Oh, this is like dancing with me, and I barely know what I'm doing." But that was really nice. It's like, oh, these people want to, you know, dance with me, though I'm a beginner, and oh my gosh. Yeah. So that was really nice. And then like getting to meet other beginners too, who are also kind of more shy, and we kind of just, beginner, bubble, I guess.
Yeah. Like your little group of beginners, you're like a little shy. Yeah.
But then it's, you know, then it's nice going to the little, I don't know, I guess the little get togethers with other dancers, like, Oh gosh, I wish I could remember her name. It was this gal, I think she's from Utah, but she had come here and she had organized like a little get together of like a bunch of the follows, which were mostly girls. And because, you know, as I mean, this was just my experience, but I'm sure this is a lot of people's experience. If you're, you know, your main dance role, you're probably not going to talk to other people of that same dance role, maybe because you never dance with them, right? You're dancing, right, with the opposite. So she had organized a thing like just for all these gals, at somebody's house, and we all went there and we got together and we had snacks and got to know each other and we made arts and crafts and stuff, and it was just so fun, like it's really cool. So it was really nice to make friends that way, even though I didn't know anybody. It's like, oh, like I was invited to this thing and now we're all hanging out together and getting to know each other. And like that's stuff like that is just like super nice. It's like, hey, you know, even if you're new, you're like, you're welcome here and we're all like a little family, you know. So that was really nice.
I definitely, yeah, that sounds really nice. I definitely want to like focus on that bit because it sounds like being introduced to people in the scene and people dancing with you, even if you're a beginner, and then doing things outside of just dancing were things that truly solidified where you felt you were part of the community. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, as far as that goes, what was it sounds like it was just from an introvert's perspective, which, by the way, caveat. I'm not an introvert, so I am trying. I'm trying to.
Way.
I am trying to like see this from perspective. But as an introvert, could you walk me through some of the emotions that you felt like when you got those invitations to hang out outside of dancing, or when you got more comfortable and people you didn't know started asking you to dance more? What were those feelings that you felt?
So I guess like when it was starting to get invited to things, you know, it felt really nice being like part of something and being included, because, you know, usually if you're an introvert, you just kind of like stick to yourself, right? You kind of do your own thing. Like, gosh, back when I was in college, every time I go into the big lecture hall, I would always try to pick the seat all the way in the back, all the way in the corner. I'm just kind of like, nobody bother me. Which made it so hard to get into dancing too, because I always just wanted to sit in the corner. But if you sit in the corner, then like no one's gonna come and dance with you and blah blah blah. So that was kind of hard for a while. But no, it was really nice being able to like, or being invited to things and feeling included. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of like heartwarming. It's like, oh hey, even though I'm a little more shy than some of these other gals, it's like you can still hang out with us. You're still welcome. You can sit here, you
Yeah, you can sit here. You can be part of this. You can sit
know.
at our table.
Yeah, and then like when people started asking me to dance and stuff, that was really cool. So I mean sad truth, you know, like when you're a beginner, like not a lot of people are gonna ask you to dance, which I hope to see change around here. Because how else are we gonna grow our scene if we don't like dance with the beginners and, you know, help those little seeds grow, you know? But yeah, when people started asking me to dance, like that was pretty cool. I was like, oh, okay, people are starting to get to know me and they want to dance with me. It's like, oh my gosh, they want to dance with me. You know, just especially for so long, I didn't even know how to dance. It's like I didn't even want to dance. And but now that I've found this awesome community, it's like, oh hey, like people want to dance with me. I don't know. It just feels, it's like, one, it's really cool, but two, it's also, I don't know. I guess it's just like really conflicting internally sometimes. You know? Yeah.
Like conflicting internally, as in like can you expand on that a bit more?
I guess like, I don't know. I guess like not feeling worthy enough to be danced with, which is like sad, but I mean, you know, it's just how it feels sometimes. So, but yeah, it's kind of like that, I guess, if I can.
No. I definitely hear you. And I do know that there are some people who are just starting out swing dancing and listening to this podcast. So I'm sure a lot of them can empathize with the feeling that there's this myth that you have to be a certain level, you have to be good enough to be
Right.
able to be worthy to dance with. And it sounds like you've come to a point where you just realize that's just not the case.
It's really not. And like, and now I'm trying to ask more beginners to dance and stuff. And I actually so recently I had asked a kind of one of the newer dancers to dance, or I guess a beginner dancer to dance. And he was just like, okay, just so you know, it's probably not going to be that great or something. He kind of did like the thing to feel like, oh, sorry, I'm not good or whatever. I was like, listen, I don't care. Like, I just want to dance. And I'll be honest, like, sometimes I'm just here to have fun. And like, I told him, I was like, I've had so many fun dances with beginners. Like, I don't care. We're just here to have a fun time. No one cares. No one's watching, you know. And so we danced, and then at some point we were just kind of like goofing off and just having fun, and I could tell he was like genuinely enjoying it, and I was enjoying it too. And so then we were done dancing, and then I was like, oh, thank you so much, like that was so fun. And like, I want to say that and like really mean it, because as a beginner you feel like, oh, no one's gonna have fun dancing with me because I know like three moves, but that's like absolutely not the case. Like, I've had dances with more experienced dancers that were not as enjoyable as some of the dances I've had with less experienced dancers, Like, I would just try to tell people, like, it's just about having fun. Like, at the end of the day, who cares?
Yes, I empathize with this so much because for me, when I'm dancing with someone who's a little who's not as experienced or just at the beginning of their dance journey, I have so much fun because they have this like childhood innocence about them. They didn't take like workshop classes that say you have to do it this way, this way. They just have this authentic joy, which you can have that at, as you dance more. But with beginners, it's just it's a different vibe. And I think it's very admirable that you are like seeking out these dances with these beginners, honestly.
Oh, thank you. I
I mean, I feel like you're kind of paying it forward because it sounds like some of those people did that for you when you first started as well,
Oh
right?
yeah, absolutely. It's like, you want to feel like someone wants to dance with you anyway, no matter how, good or bad you think you are, right? Which I don't even like using the terms good or bad much anymore. It's just, you're less experienced, and then there's people who are more experienced. That's all it is, like, and I always tell them too, though, they're like, oh, sorry, I'm a beginner. I'm like, listen, everyone starts somewhere. Like, we all started somewhere, and we have to remember that sometimes. It's like, all these beginners are so important. We have to dance with them and keep them in the scene and like keep hanging out with them and chatting them up and stuff and making them feel welcome.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people forget that people like Nick Williams, Jeremy Ott, Natalie or Natalia and Irina, all of them started out as a beginner at some point, right? And that with time and experience, they got to where they're at. But everyone does start there, and I'm sure that people poured into them the same way that community leaders and people in like regular people in the scene pour into those beginners, like what you're doing. So just a public acknowledgement and encouragement of you there.
Oh, thank you.
That being said, you are no longer a beginner, madam. And I say that because for those listening, I went to Vegas a couple weeks ago, and I had met Stephanie in Camp Hollywood. But we actually got to like hang out. Because I messaged her, I was like, hey, I'm gonna be in Vegas. What's going on? And she's like, oh my God, we're gonna do this. We're going to the Wish. No, what's it called? The Whip? Wherever I saw you guys at, where you did had that
Oh,
party. The Mint. Yeah.
the
We went to the Mint and we hung. I was only supposed to be there the one night, but the Vegas scene is so much fun. I was like, all right, I'll stay another night.
Mint.
And then we went rock climbing, which was also super fun. And then we went, got BBQ and we got non-meat food, also really good. And then we went dancing again. And then Stephanie and I fought over my wife, because there was a singer. Remind me her name again?
Mimi.
Mimi. I know her name. I know her name. It was Mimi. Yeah. And so Mimi was singing, and she and I were both joking that, oh, hey, that's my wife. She was like, no, that's my wife. That was fun. But I dance with Steph a lot there, and you're definitely not a beginner anymore because you've been taking classes, you've been practicing and whatnot as of like the past couple years, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, definitely been ramping up the practicing more over the last I can't remember, like I guess a couple year or two. I can't remember when exactly I started. It's been a blur, but yeah.
Yeah. And dare I say, dear friend, like it's so much fun dancing with you. You are a great dancer.
Oh
I'm not,
my
I'm being for real, bro. We have video evidence.
gosh. Dude, that double time bell was so fun. That was so crazy. We need to do that again. That was freaking lit.
100%. So for those listening, I'll be posting that on my Instagram. It'll be down in the link below. So you'll be able to see that. But it was super fun because we were just having a vibe. And we may or may not have had a drink or two by that point.
Like drinking and then we're dancing that fast. That was crazy. I totally forgot. That was, yeah, that was
Dude,
memorable.
the amount of laughs that we had when we were doing stuff, like that was so much fun. That being said, like my question is like, as someone who has started like completely new and who is really shy and stuff, what would you say are some of the biggest highlights of your, I would say your dance journey on how you like grew into your own, into who you are now? Like, what would you say are the biggest highlights?
I guess highlight, well, oh man, let me think. So, well, I guess highlight number one was being on the Sin City Apostles team
Oh.
a few years ago at this point. When was it? 2019? Wait. Oh my gosh. Literally everything around COVID and after COVID, I can't even try. But yeah, so I was on that team, which was super fun. Yeah, we were split up into like a the comp team and the performance team. So I was on the performance team, and it was just so cool. So I mean, back in high school, I used to be in band, which was like super fun because you just get to be part of this big group of people and get to perform all the time. Like, oh my gosh, I just really loved performing. But it had been so many years since then when I had joined the Apostles. So it was super fun just being part of like kind of a group like that again, being able to perform in front of a bunch of people and just having them all cheer and stuff when you're throwing air. And oh man, that was just so crazy. Just to think like, oh my gosh, I would have never danced before ever, like years ago. And now I'm on the freaking dance team, like what? Mind-blowing experience. Oh my gosh. I mean, at that point, I was like used to performing, so it wasn't like I was super nervous or anything. Like I actually liked performing. Yeah, just the idea of even being on a dance team just to my like upbringing and never dancing. Oh my God, that was crazy. And now recently, my boyfriend and I started teaching. So that's been like highlight number two. Just super crazy to even think about again. So it's like I grew up like never dancing ever and like hating dancing, and now I'm teaching a dance class. Like what? It's just like super mind blowing to me to think that I just had this New Year's resolution one year and now I'm dancing and now like and now I'm starting to like teach classes and stuff. It's just so crazy. And yeah, I don't know, it's just been it's been such a ride. It's been unbelievably amazing.
Aw, dude, like I love your energy and how happy you are when you're talking about this now. You know? Because I want to emphasize, you mentioned you never saw yourself doing this.
Never. Ever. Yeah.
And like
Oh,
I was gonna save this question for the end, but just because I'm so curious, I would say, what would you tell your present self? What would you tell the girl who was at the wedding who refused to get on the dance floor, what would you tell her?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. Just, I guess I would just tell her, like, who cares? No one's paying attention. No one's watching. Just do whatever, you know? Like, don't be so self-conscious of, like, oh, I look weird doing this or whatever. It's like, you know, do you remember watching other people dance at a wedding? No. I don't remember. No one's gonna remember what you're doing. Just stop being so like self-conscious and just let loose and have fun, because I don't know.
Yo, hold up. Did you say let loose and have fun?
Yeah.
Bro, that's freaking wild. That's me and Amy's like motto when we teach
Really?
classes. Like legit. That is wild.
I tell you I'm a witch?
Bro, you're for real. Like, I don't know how you came up with that, but that's we literally have a series called Let Loose Have Fun that we
Seriously?
teach. Dude, I think okay, so I think that's freaking awesome. I love what you said though about people aren't watching you and people don't care. Because especially in swing dancing, everyone's counting in their heads. They're like trying to make sure they have the right hand. No one is watching. Other people are being like, "Oh, they're terrible," or no one gives a shit,
Yeah, really, like nobody does. Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, what do you think would have happened if like someone other than you went up to you at a wedding and said, "No one cares. No one's watching you." Do you think that would have changed like your thought pattern or mindset, or do you think you had to go through that dance experience in order to get to where you are now?
Oh, no, I think I would have had to go through that whole journey and experience. I mean, because people would tell me that all the time, like, oh, who cares? Come on, just come on the dance. And so if they would get me out of my chair to dance, I would like dance a little and then go right back to my chair. Like, okay, they stopped paying attention to me. I'm gonna go sit down.
I hear you. I hear you. And there, I feel like it's kind of crazy because I also know a lot of people tend to start that way. A,
Yeah.
because as you know, in swing dancing, we have like a ton of engineers and a ton of like
Yeah.
brainy people who never really could see themselves swing dancing, but then all of a sudden it becomes like a huge part of life.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's become like such a huge part of my life now. Like I would have never guessed. Like if I went back in time to old Stephanie, or I guess younger, if I went back in time to younger Stephanie and just been like, one day you're gonna be teaching dance class, and I would have been like, get out of here. You're like such a liar. You're crazy, you know? I would have never seen this coming in a million years, like ever.
Yeah, I hear you. And speaking of teaching, you mentioned to me when we were DMing that this was your first teaching gig.
Yes, it was our very first teaching day.
Yeah. Tell me more about like that. Just tell me about the experience of just that class and like how it was
Oh
teaching you.
man. Oh, that was so crazy. So like the days leading up to it, I was like kind of nervous, you know, and but I was like, oh well, you know, probably like six people. I don't know why this was the magic number in my head, but I was like, six people are gonna show up to this thing. I can't imagine more people showing up. And I even like told my boyfriend that morning, I was like, so are you excited for a class tonight? And he was like, oh yeah, I'm excited, you know. Or what did I say? Oh no, I said on a scale of like 1 to 10, like how excited are you? And he was like, oh yeah, like a 7, you know. I was like, oh okay, cool, because I was more around like a 5, because I was just like, I'm so nervous, and I'm just I mean, like part of me is obviously excited because it was cool, like oh my god, we're gonna teach, but I was so nervous. And I was like, how many people do you think are gonna show up? And he was like, oh, probably like 12. I was like, 12? I think like six people are gonna show up. I was like, that's crazy, 12 people. And he was like, and I hadn't been to the Mint the previous week, but he was there, and he was like, yeah, I was talking to people, and they were like, oh, can't wait to go to your class. And I was like, people who are these people? And he was like, oh, I don't remember. Everyone is just, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, well, I think six people are gonna show up. So we're waiting outside because we got there early. And so we're waiting. People are trickling in. I'm like, cool, we're at six. I'm probably gonna stop here. And then just more and more and more people kept coming. And I was just like, oh my God. I was freaking out. I just wanted to put like a some sort of tape, just like a caution tape, like do not cross this line, you guys. Oh
Yeah.
my God, it was too much. I was freaking out. It was so crazy. I was like, all these people showed up for our class. That was just that was freaking mind blowing. And then they just kept on coming, and then we were freaking out. We're like, holy crap, this is a lot of people. Like, I had no idea. I think I counted, because we took a photo at the end of the class, actually. Because I was like, wait, you guys, before you go, I have to take a picture, because I had no idea all of you are going to show up. And so I think, so not including, like, the instructor. So it was me, Hector, and Nick, and Amanda. So we're teaching alongside Nick and Amanda. And so, yeah, not including us, it was, like, I think, like, 17 people? Like, which was crazy. I was like, what is it, the workshop weekend? It was nuts. And yeah, but it was, oh my gosh, it was just like so crazy to see all our friends show up to the class, and
aww,
just the amount of support was just like overwhelming. And I mean, a little stressful, to be honest. I was just like, oh my gosh. But it was, oh my gosh, I don't even know, there's not enough words to explain how that felt, especially because like it's like two of them like originally taught us bell, and it was just so crazy to see them there. It just felt like, I don't know, it felt like your parents showing up to like a life event. And then it was just so crazy how it was coming full circle. And so the whole time before class, like when they came in, oh my God, I saw them and I was like, holy crap, like don't cry. But I can't cry, because then I'm gonna look like I cried the entire class. It was just super crazy just seeing them there. I was like, oh my God, just hold it together, Steph. Like, I'm such a big baby, so if I start crying, then it's all over. So anyway, but yeah, everyone was like, you know, warming up, dancing, and oh man, yeah. So then when we're done with that, then we started teaching. And actually, I think during the class I felt pretty comfortable for the most part. Yeah, so that went really well. And it was just like so surreal looking around the class and seeing all our friends just there, you know, supporting us. And it's like, oh look, they're all learning together and laughing and having fun and dancing. Oh my God, it was so crazy. I can't even words. Oh my God.
From the conversations that we've been having and how much you're buzzing after the class, it sounds like you felt it was such an honor to be able to teach.
Oh my God, it really was. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And when I hear the way you're talking about it, you felt like it was such a huge, you felt it was such a huge responsibility, because you were teaching your friends and your friends were supporting you, and you as an introvert were teaching a class that you never, or doing something that you never thought you'd be doing like several years ago.
Dude, that was so crazy. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I was like sweating the entire time. You couldn't see it during class, but I was so sweaty. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be nerve-wracking when you don't. It's gotta be nerve-wracking to do something like that for the first time too, because this is your first teaching gig.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh, it was super nerve-wracking. And just like having everybody watching you while you're talking, that kind of stuff actually freaks me out so much. Like, I don't like, if I'm dancing, people watching, that's fine, but if I'm like talking and a ton of people are staring at me at the front of a class, oh my God, that freaks me out. So I was freaking out a lot there, or trying to not freak out a lot. Anyway, Hector was fine. He was just chill as a cucumber. But yeah, I was nervous. But eventually, I think at some point during the class, I kind of like calmed down. Yeah.
And like that can be very, very hard for sure. Now, I am curious about what you've done throughout the years, because, you know, going from being an introvert all the way to being comfortable and being yourself around like the swing dance scene, I'm sure that you had to put a lot of work into it. So I was curious, going from like being introverted to where you are now, What are the tools that you use in order to feel more comfortable with yourself? Maybe emotional regulation tools that you use when you felt you're getting nervous or whatnot. What are the things that helped you in growing in that process?
I'll be honest, I mean, I guess as far as that goes, oh man, I'm like trying to think. I guess as far as like dance related stuff, I guess from, 'cause like you said, from being introverted or being introverted to where I am now, like more comfortable talking with more people. I think it was just like forcing myself out of my comfort zone, really, which was like, I mean, which was really this whole thing. Like I had forced myself out of my comfort zone. But that's how you expand the comfort zone, right? But anyway, like, so I know starting out when I was a beginner, and you know, the harsh reality of like not a lot of people are going to dance with you. At some point, I was like, okay, I need to ask other people to dance. Otherwise, nothing's gonna happen here. So I think that actually helped a lot. Just kind of like mustering up that courage and being like, okay, I'm gonna go ask them on the dance. And the worst thing that can happen is that they say no, and I just go sit back. Like, you know, it's really not that bad. That's what I had to tell myself anyway, because you know, things like that can get kind of like overwhelming for some people, and they just like think about it too much, you know. But then I just try to remind myself, like, okay, what's the worst possible thing that can happen? And then I think, was that really that bad? Like, you know, like if I go ask, you know, so and so to dance and they say no, or you know, that's not the end of the world. Now just go sit back down, or just go ask somebody else to dance. Like, it's really not that bad once you keep doing it over and over. Of course, like it's not super easy. I'm not going to say that was easy to do, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
I think that's a huge piece. The 2 points that you mentioned, A, putting yourself out of your comfort zone, and B, just asking people to dance, especially as a follow. I mean, I feel like the scene has shifted towards anyone can ask anyone to dance, and it is not required for a lead, or in the past years, predominantly males to ask females, and then the females would say, would wait for a man to
Yeah.
ask, you know?
Which is awful too. It's like you don't want to just sit around and wait for a dance, but then there's all pressure on leads to go ask people to dance, but no one ever talks about that, how that feels either. Like, super nerve-wracking for people to ask somebody to dance. Or to just sit and wait to be asked to dance. Like they're both not great feelings.
And I'm sure that people listening right now, it still happens to this day where if you ask someone to dance and they say no, there's that sense of rejection that may sit in and feel sort of personal at times, you know?
But at the same time, it's like as somebody, if you're somebody being asked to dance, I don't think you should feel bad to say no. And you don't necessarily have to explain yourself all the time either. Like, there have been a number of reasons why I've had to say no to people. You know, like, I'm not feeling well, or like, my body hurts, or I'm tired, or whatever. But, you know, they don't need an explanation. Just a simple no. I wish that a simple no was acceptable, you know, like, it really should be. It's just a no, that, you know, whatever. You don't have to give your thinking life story. Like, go on their way, just ask the person sitting next to you, you know, whatever.
And I think some of the falls I've spoken to, they have said no is a complete sentence or no is a full sentence. Especially in the swing dance world, and especially social dancing in general, because unfortunately, swing dancing is swing dancing, bad apples pop up. There are people who come not for the dancing, but for the reasons that aren't exactly good spirited. And so that's why I think everyone, the swing scene really tries to push the understanding that no one owes another person a dance, right? At the same time, you can pretty much say no to everyone, and you can say yes to everyone, right? And it seems like, but that sense of rejection, especially as an introvert, like as an extrovert, I get it too. When if you ask someone to dance and they say no, I have to emotionally regulate myself to be like, to understand that you're right. This isn't as bad. I'm not, I didn't stub my toe and I didn't break my arm or anything. It's extreme,
Yeah.
But like, I love what you said, that it's really not that bad if they say no. You can ask someone else, or you can go sit down.
Yeah. It's like what, like 10 seconds out of your evening? Not even 10 seconds. It takes like 5 seconds to ask someone to dance they know, and then you just move on.
It's whoop whoop. I'm sorry, bro. But yes, I definitely hear that on that front. That being said, asking people to dance, like, it can be a little intimidating, especially when you travel, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. So tell me a bit more about, like, once you're in the scene, once you start traveling, what that was like, what your like traveling experiences was like.
Oh man. Okay, so my very first event ever that I'd went to. So I started dancing in 2017. I didn't start going to events until the wait. Oh my gosh. No, right. Okay, till the following year. So Camp Hollywood 2018 was my very first event. I mean, keep in mind at the time, like I was in college and just super broke, so I had no money to like do anything. Yeah, that was my first event. Oh, I think I also had like graduated at that point too, so that was nice. money to finally like go and do stuff. But yeah, so my first event was Camp Hollywood, and it was so cool because there were. This was my first dance event ever, and it was just like, well, all these people came from all over the world and all over the country, whatever, to come to this thing, and it was just super cool. It's like, here's this one thing bringing all these people together, and we're just here to have a great time and just like enjoy each other's company, have these amazing conversations with people on the dance floor, even if you might not like talk to them much, like have an actual like face-to-face conversation with words, it's like you're having this wonderful conversation on the dance floor, and everyone's speaking their own like dance language, if you will. Like that was so cool to me to finally be able to dance with people who weren't from my scene and like feeling how differently people danced. That was so cool. Yeah.
And Hollywood is a massive event to go to
Yes.
for your first event. Goodness.
was super cool.
And that's like that was the event right before the pandemic, right?
No, so that was 2018 Camp Hollywood.
Oh, 2018.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. I mean, even every time Camp Hollywood is just massive. Like, you can't find anyone.
Yeah.
I think this year I'm going to initiate a flag. So I think I'm gonna have like one of those big flags where I like can pull up and I'll be like, "Hey, I'm at the flag. Come meet me
Oh,
here."
like an actual flag. Okay, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that'd be like a cool way to be like, "Hey, meet me at the flag." You
Right.
know?
Yeah, instead of like, oh, I'm in this ballroom or I'm at this hallway. What? Where is that? Like, it's so confusing. Yeah.
Especially in the main ballroom, because there's so many people that I
Yeah.
want to see and dance with, that it gets easier that way. But that being said, so when you started traveling, it was a really cool experience for you. It sounds like it was almost like euphoric to understand that there are other people just like you doing the same dance who are coming from all over the world, right?
Yeah, and it was so cool once I started going to events like, or yeah, when I started going to like more events, and then I was seeing the same people that I saw at Camp Hollywood. I was like, whoa, what the heck? Like, I saw you at this thing like forever ago, and now we're over here, and then you remember me, I remember you. Like, that's crazy. It's like, I don't remember your, I might not remember your name, but I remember, how you made me feel during that dance and fun we had, and like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's like the one of the coolest things about one of the coolest things to me about the swing dancing community is that you can just go all over the place and you'll see the same people going to the same events. It's like you've got friends like all over the country, and oh my gosh, it's super cool. Yeah.
100%. Not to mention, that's how we met, is
Yeah.
like you just had like this really cool vibe about you, and then I also had an inkling that you were Filipino.
No.
And so I think that's how we first met. And then I met
Yeah.
Hector, and now like we're gonna like have an amazing party next time I visit in Vegas. It really swing dancing really does connect you with a lot of people. I fucking love that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so fun. Like whenever I tell people about swing dancing or they sound like slightly interested in swing dancing, oh my gosh, I try to like contain myself, but then I turn into like, oh my God, swing dancing is amazing. How it is. So yeah, just like swing dancing has just been so cool. It's just the most like life-changing thing ever. Yeah.
I mean, I think that a lot of people listening right now feel the same way, because from my understanding, swing dancing has it's brought a lot of people out of their shell. So a lot of people who tend to like stay in or not want to dance or anything, like it brings them out. It connects them with other people. It's a physical activity, you
Yeah.
know? And this is kind of an interesting one that I've talked about in past podcasts, but I feel like swing dancing has the three name and elements that people need, which I would love to hear your thoughts on. Because there's physical contact. So you're literally having physical contact with someone. There is you're doing something that other people are doing as well, right? And so you feel like part of a community. And lastly, there's art. You're listening to music. You're doing art to music. And I feel like those three points really connect people deeply than a lot of other things that don't necessarily have all of those elements, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it's super cool that like, okay, here's this hobby where one, you get to meet all these super amazing people from all over the world. Two, yeah, like you said, the physical activity, I mean, like it's great. It's like you could have like some other hobby where you're just like sitting down and just kind of being pretty like inactive for a lot of the time. But here's something that's like, oh, not only are you physically active, now you're also like meeting new people and just sharing this fun activity together, and it's super cool. And then you get to listen to all this amazing music, like, come on. Like it's so cool. And as someone who was like a musician way back in the day, it's really cool to be able to dance now and kind of like apply that musicality to that musicality that I had before now to dancing, and being able to like hear all these little things in the music coming up, which is I definitely don't take for granted when dancing, because I know a lot of people like don't have that, I guess, that ear to hear all these things and know when certain things are coming up in the music, just because you've been like, because I used to be in a band, so it's like like the different rhythms that are coming up and the hits and all this stuff. Like, so that's it's really cool to still be able to use those skills, but just like in a different way now, just like kind of repackaged. But yeah, it's such a fun hobby. I don't know. Yeah.
We're very lucky that we get to do this and that we have such a kind and supportive scene, which, by the way, major plug to the Vegas scene. You guys are freaking awesome.
Dude, that's I love that we get out of towners all the time, and so many of them are just like, oh my gosh, Vegas has been the most like welcoming scene to like out of towners or newcomers or whatever. And so we just kind of like to keep up that reputation. But it's so fun. It's like, why? It's baffling to me when I to when I hear that about our scene, because then that means other people aren't that welcoming. It's so weird. It's like, why wouldn't you want to be? It's like, oh, here's somebody new and exciting, and just let's just like reel them in, Oh my gosh, we had this was a while back now. I can't remember when exactly it was, but it was this guy who was here. Oh, was he from like Germany? Okay, let's pretend it was Germany. I think I want to say it was Germany, and he could like communicate with us and speak English, but he definitely had like an accent, so you knew he wasn't from here. He was, oh my gosh, he so yeah, he was at the Mint, and we were hanging out, and we were just having fun with this dude, and we were like getting drinks, like buying drinks together, and we were this is so funny. I can't remember what his name was, but we were calling him Germany, and we were just like, yeah, Germany. I'm pretty sure it was Germany or something, but he was just having a blast. I'm like, he freaking
Aw, dude,
loved.
that's so freaking wholesome.
Yeah,
That is
and
so
that's the fun
wholesome.
thing too, is like, because our weekly dancing is at a bar. It's Vegas, but anyway, it's at a bar, so that's another fun thing too. It's like, oh, we get to like meet these new people, and it's like, oh yeah, let's go take shots, let's have a drink, blah blah blah, you know. But
Yeah.
yeah, oh, that guy was really fun. I wish I could remember his name, but we remember how they made us feel, so
Yes, you do.
we did too.
I'm pretty damn sure he remembers Vegas very fondly now because of that experience.
Oh, I
And
hope
like
so.
to your point, like there are some scenes that are more welcoming than others, and Vegas is definitely one of those scenes that is very, very welcoming, in my opinion. But like I'm biased because I knew you, Ashley, JP were there. I've known Nick and I knew Mark. Yeah. And like I knew you guys, so I felt like that was nice. That was nice for me, but at the same time, I feel like anyone who's new who goes there would have a good time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes. Come to Vegas, everybody.
There's the plug for business right there.
It's super fun.
That being said, before we go into like the final ending questions, was there anything that you wanted to expand on that we had talked about recently or anything else you wanted us to bring up?
I don't think so. I don't know, man. We talked about so much stuff. I don't know. It's been fun.
Yeah, and this is just the stuff that we're talking about on the podcast. Like, we talk about
I know. We're gonna write that
that. A book is coming afterwards about like the podcast itself. That being said, we're gonna go into the last three questions. So the first question is, where can people find more information about you? Maybe some more information about dancing in Vegas, that kind of stuff. And is there anything else you'd like to plug?
Yeah, so if you want to find more information about dancing in Vegas, the website, I want to say, gosh, this is bad. I should know it, but I think it's swing dance. Okay, so it's swingdancevegas.academy. So that's where you'll find all the information about our upcoming events. I think I'm sure the Instagram is on there too. Why can't I remember?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of
Yeah.
places to dance in
Oh,
Vegas,
okay.
right?
So, Instagram.com/swingdancevegas. You can search Swing Dance Vegas on Facebook, and we're on there. My Instagram is, oh gosh, I think it's Steph Pals. Not that I post too much on there, but I think I will now that I'm teaching. Yeah, I think that's all our Swing Dance Vegas links and everything. You can
Actually, yeah.
find it. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. The other thing that I wanted to ask was, what events are you planning on for the rest of the year?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I actually had to write this in a sticky note because I couldn't keep track of all. Okay, so there's Swingin' at the Savoy, which is in Oakland, because I have family that lives out there, so I'm like, oh, good excuse to like see my family and also go dancing, so that'll be fun. Yeah, so that's like end of February. We're thinking about going to Badass, like very strongly thinking about going to Badass, at the end of March, because we can just drive there. Really like trying to save money this year. At the beginning of the year, I was like, okay, we can't go on too many trips because we're trying to save money. And now I'm like, oh, we're going to this. Oh my God. But it's all like on a very like low budget. So yeah, so there's Badass in March. Oh, we have an event here in Vegas in May. The Unta Gutta Solo weekend, which is May 10th through 12th, everybody. Nick
Nice.
Williams is gonna be here. So
Okay.
yeah, so that's May. I'm going to the SoCal Summer Swing.
Yeah, Bro, we're so fucking funny. We're like, so that event sounds awesome. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
it sounds really cool. I heard the guy running it is pretty cool.
Just for context for you listeners, if you don't know, I am running an event called SoCal Summer Swing Out. It's from June 13th to 16th. And speaking of affordability, it is very affordable. We have a three-tier sliding scale. So, and if you're a college student, there's a pay what you can feature. So just putting that out there, Steph is coming, which means it's going to be a ball. Vegas people are coming. There are people from all over the country coming. You should be coming. That's my only plug. But yes, that sounds like an amazing event, Steph. You should go to that.
Yes, I'm definitely going. And then we're going to Northwest Balfest in Seattle in July, because we wanted to go to like a new event too. So actually, all this stuff is kind of new except for the one here. Oh my gosh, yeah, busy year. Camp Hollywood, of course. And then maybe Hot Jazz Jamboree. I'm thinking about it. Gonna try and budget that in there only because I heard it was cool last year, so now I really want to go. But we'll see. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh,
Sweet.
that's all the events so far.
Well, that sounds like a really awesome time. And I'm really glad that you're coming to my event because I think you're gonna bring such good energy. It's gonna be a good one.
Oh, thank you. I try to bring happy vibes.
And I'm really excited to hang out with Happy Tori more.
Yes. Oh man. Yeah. You'll get to hang out with us soon.
I know. I really just want to say that, so it's in perpetuity. That name, Hecatori, is always going to be on the internet forever. All
Doesn't even know that you've been gone.
right. When I see him, I'm like, Hecatori. Okay. That being said, it comes down to the last question of the podcast. My favorite one to ask. My question to you is, what is the message you want to leave for any swing dancers that are listening today?
Just have fun. Honestly, like that's what I always try to tell people. Like, don't stress too much about looking a certain way or dressing a certain way, dancing a certain way, whatever. Like, if you're having fun, that's the most important part, and that's all you need to do. At the end of the day, we're all just here to have a fun time, right? So I hope everybody keeps that in mind, when you go out dancing somewhere and I don't know. Have fun. Have fun, everybody.
Yeah, I love that. No, that's an amazing way to end the podcast. And I agree. If you're watching this on YouTube, so I'm looking at you, Emily. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment at the bottom, remember to have fun, if you got to the end of the video. But that being said, Steph, damn, this was fun. Thanks so much for doing this with me.
This is so much fun. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me on here. It's
Hell
been
yeah.
crazy.
I know, it's been a blast. We laughed a lot, which was nice. It was
Thank
good. That being said, all the links that Steph had mentioned are going to be down in the description below, including the Facebook link to our Facebook event. So SoCal Summer Swing Out Exchange, you can find that down there. When you're listening to this podcast, registration will be open. So you can go and register at SoCalSummerSwingOut.com. And I think that's everything that I have to say apart from come swing dance in Vegas. I'm gonna go in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So come hang out. It's a very awesome scene. But that being said, Steph, don't go anywhere after I stop recording. Everyone else, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you all at the next one. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening. The music you are currently hearing is called Dances in the Night by Papa D. You can find all its links down below. Till next time.
Don't lose hope, trying to stand tall, trying to give a sense of yours, the best that you got, cause every time that they hear this sound, that music gets their feet above the ground, time just seems to stop in every move. Seems all your life, what is based on tonight, and all you gotta do is do it right. You gotta move, you gotta move, you gotta move, move, move. Got to be a dancer.